This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Megan Arthur. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Megan, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Yeah, I've been involved for a very, very long time, going back now over 10 years to one of these startup companies in California that were at the front lines when digital asset management was an acronym that was created. The claim to fame there was that they produced the first really web-based digital asset management tool. You know, it was around 2000 when client server and web was the big changeover.
And Megan, you wrote an article titled "Just What Is DAM?" Is this definition static or changing, and why?
Yeah, I think that it is still quite relevant, and I do notice that on Wikipedia this article is still referenced, and I believe that we still see confusion out there between what is traditional content management, web content management, CMSs of the world. And often digital asset management is used in such a broad way that it encompasses everything, including even, the document management systems, nowadays rarely referenced, but by the time that I wrote the article, Documentum and really document management was still also a big piece of the content management pie. Mm-hmm. So I believe that we still, the article still holds value in that it really differentiates DAM from all these other tools, focusing on really managing rich media libraries versus, templates for publication versus documents. So I think there's still a value in defining DAM in comparison to those other tools.
And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Yeah, that question, I've been thinking about that ever since you sent me those questions up front. And I would say that, for DAM professionals, I have a similar advice as I would give to most of the clients that I speak to when we speak about DAM. Mm-hmm. DAM means so much to so many people, and to be an expert in all of them is probably impossible, right? So if you look at digital asset management really as this core capability of managing rich media in libraries that are mostly geared for reuse of content, much more so than, for direct publishing and consumption by end users, that, again, I would differentiate here the CMS versus a DAM. Mm-hmm. But even in that moment, right, we have now the, the widespread acceptance of digital asset management technologies in broadcast and in Hollywood and movie production. And I would say that we see very specific requirements and needs around just that specific area, right? A news organization will have a very different need and use cases for DAM than, the newspaper photo archive, right? So I would say that one advice I could give DAM professionals is be sure what your specialty should be, right? Because setting up these very different systems for different user types, for different asset types, really bears specific requirements and knowledge and requires knowledge that not everybody has readily at hand. The other aspect, of course, is, and one of the questions that I mostly ponder with many of my larger clients is the overall digital asset management and reuse strategy. Mm-hmm. Looking at large marketing organizations that often touch all kinds of assets, be it video, be it banner ads, and content that is more geared towards web use, or be it still print, photo libraries always come into play. So I think that one has to really be clear about what type of skills and services one wants to provide. Is it now the very specific implementation skills around a specific content type? Is it more the strategic aspect of looking at a larger ecosystem of many different content types that come together. And here I would say, you know, the complexities of consolidating taxonomies across an enterprise and so on come into play. So I'm not sure if I'm clear enough in my answer, but I think the long and short of it is, be clear what it is that you want to offer and where you want to specialize. Are you a strategist or are you an expert in a specific arena? And there's so much work out there that any expert in any one arena will probably have plenty of work, specifically if they do a good job. And I believe you can only do a good job if you start specializing.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
For more on digital asset management, log on to another damblog.com. Thanks again.